In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Occasionally, people ask me, how do you decide what to preach on? And it's really very easy, because we as Catholics, both priests and deacons, and yes, even bishops, are called to give homilies rather than sermons. Here's the old joke, what's the difference between a homily and a sermon? About an hour. No, a sermon can be on anything. But a homily is supposed to be on the scripture readings, or the liturgy or liturgical season, or the saint or the feast of the day. Though sometimes we can stretch it. You know, for example, when 9/11 happened, hard to believe it's been 20 years ago, the following Sunday I preached on the church's teaching on war and peace because it needed to be said, but those are rare. Today it's even easier. On Holy Thursday, there are actually rubrics or directions from the Mass that tell the priest exactly what to preach on. This is a very rare thing. I can only think of one other day of the year where that is specified, or one or two. Today, the rubrics tell me that I am to preach upon the institution of the Holy Eucharist, the institution of the priestly order, holy orders, and the commandment that our Lord gives regarding fraternal charity. In other words, love one another. In short, the mysteries that we are commanded to commemorate on this night, this Holy Thursday, the beginning of the Sacred Triduum, when we commemorate our Lord's Last Supper. For hundreds of years before the Last Supper, our Jewish fathers and mothers in the faith followed the command of God that we heard in our first reading and celebrated the Passover, commemorating the mighty deeds by which God humbled Pharaoh and brought the children of Israel out of slavery in Egypt. Every year it was celebrated. In fact, it was considered to be so important that if a Jew deliberately absented himself from the Passover, he was no longer considered to be a Jew. That serious was it taken. And it was seen as making those mysteries which had happened long ago in Egypt present there and now. This Passover meal is not just the context of the Last Supper. It is also a foreshadowing and a prophecy of the greater mystery which our Lord instituted at that Last Supper. Just as the Passover in Egypt is a foreshadowing and a prophecy of the greater Passover, which takes us not from slavery to Pharaoh in Egypt, but from slavery to Satan in this world, and not into the promised land of Canaan, but into the promised land of heaven. On this night, our Lord established a new rite to make the sacrifice on the cross, his sacrifice, eternally present to you and to me, which I am very grateful for, because while the kids over at the school may think I'm old, I'm not that old, and neither are you, not even Don. None of us stood at the foot of the cross in that sense. We weren't there, and yet each one of us needs that sacrifice in our lives. And so our Lord, to took bread and said, "This is my body." He took grape wine and said, "This is my blood," and commanded us, "Do this in memory of me." And we have. Ever since that night, Christians have gathered together, and with the priesthood that was established on that night and given to the apostles, our Lord is made truly present, body and blood, soul and divinity, until he comes again in glory to judge the heavens and the earth and the world by fire. Our Lord decreed the matter and the form of the sacrament. He decreed that it would be with wheat bread. You ever wonder why we don't use corn or one of the trendy hipster grains? Because Jesus didn't. We don't use rice, we don't use corn, we don't use barley. Because Jesus used wheat, and we use wheat. It's for the same reason that we use wine, not beer, not really good single malt scotch, not grape juice, but wine, because that is what Jesus used. And no one can change the matter of the sacrament. The words that I speak, or rather Jesus speaks through me, are his words. It is not my body, it is his body. It is not my blood, it is his blood. I and my brothers are merely ministers of the Lord, priests through whom our Lord offers the one sacrifice once and for all and makes present to us. Our Lord, that night when he said, "Do this in memory of me," established his priesthood. He established the priesthood which would make him present until he returns again in glory. And we see in those that he conveyed the priesthood upon, and those he ordained at that Last Supper, the matter and the form of the priesthood today. That it is baptized males and only baptized males. And for the same reason that we cannot change bread and wine into pizza and beer, we can only have a male priesthood. And so tonight, on this blessed night, we remember and venerate our Lord and what he established to make himself present to us, the Mass and the priesthood. We remember and venerate it in spite of our imperfections. Believe me, no one knows how imperfect we priests are more than we do. You know, from the inside, you see a lot of things. And yet, in spite of that, we are instruments of God's holy will. And what our Lord gives us tonight and every time the Holy Mass is celebrated is what allows us to fulfill his commandment. Love one another. It's a difficult thing to love one another, is it not? Some people are easy to love, others not so much. And yet Jesus does not make exceptions, because he gives us his own life to make it possible. Just as at that Last Supper, he took off his outer garment and washed the feet of the apostles, and prior to that, in heaven, he emptied himself of glory and took upon himself our frail human nature to suffer and to die for you and for me. So he calls us to empty ourselves of worldly concerns and live our lives for God above all things and our neighbors as ourselves. Like Jesus, you and I are called to lay down our lives for one another.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.